Pleased to be joined by interim head coach John Worthington. We'll start again with Lou Reynolds from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you, John. Good to see you again. I know post-match of Stockport we talked about injuries. What's the situation more on Radinho, Mikel, Ruben as well, who was out? What's their situations?
All three are out for the rest of the season. I think Mikel and Ruben are hamstring injuries, and Radinho is an ankle injury.
For that. Chris Maxwell earlier today retiring from football. Just your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris, great career, great guy, and you know, really wish him all the best. You know, with his future, and I think, you know, making that decision, obviously with his injury, it's been taken out of his hands. But I think making that decision is always a difficult one, regardless. You know, when it comes to an end. So, you know, ultimately, just wish Chris all the best.
Even with that injury, though, how have you found working with him?
With Chris,
yeah,
he's, you know, he's the reason why he's had such a good career is because he's an excellent professional. The way he carries himself around the training ground, you know, he's, you know, that's why you have longevity and you have a career like he's had. And yeah, can't speak highly enough of him.
How do you reflect on the Easter games, John? I know you were so disappointed when we spoke on Monday. A few days on, how do you look back on them?
Yes, yeah, disappointed. Disappointed. You know, I think, yes, we can look back at it and think we could have got more out of the games, but we didn't, and that's the facts. We lost both games. I'm just thoroughly disappointed that was the result of both games.
Talked about keeping the motivation up for the final few games. How's training been this week? Have you seen that motivation, that determination from the players?
Yeah, training's been good. Nothing changes in terms of you know, what's expected from the players, the level of in training and the games, and ultimately, yes, the playoffs have gone, but players are playing for their own personal pride, and you know, that in itself should motivate more than enough.
I guess it's momentum as well. You want to end the season on a high to take that good feeling into the summer and then the start of next season.
Absolutely. No one wants to lose football matches. No one wants the feeling of when you lose a football match. And I think ultimately, yes, I think everyone's well aware there's going to be changes in the summer, and it's opportunity for us to to regroup and start again for the following season. So I think I agree. Yeah, momentum is important, and I think ultimately, you know, we want to finish with positive performances and results.
It's probably fair to say one of the buzzwords at the moment is reset. Does the club need a bit of a reset in the summer, in your opinion?
I think we've fallen short of where we wanted to be. So ultimately, yes.
Just looking ahead to that trip down to Exeter, just to reward the fans, not just those who are going, but those who'll be watching, listening from afar. It will be nice to give them a performance and a result to celebrate, won't it?
100%, and that's it. That, you know, myself, the staff, and the players, that's what we'll be working extremely hard to do.
Just following the B team last night, I know it wasn't the result we all wanted. How much contact have you had with them, and what was your take on the game last night?
Disappointed for the boys in terms of the end result, but I think in terms of the B team and the academy as a whole, I think it's a really exciting project that we're, you know, over this last 2 years that we've gone through to rebuild and bring back the full academy, and it's an exciting project and a long term vision from the owner and backed unbelievably by him. And I think, you know, I'm really confident that we're going to see over the next, you know, next few years some real successes coming out of the academy.
It's a project you're looking forward to getting back to working with.
Absolutely, something I'm, you know, I've really enjoyed. I really enjoy working with young players, and you know, ultimately preparing them for first team football. So, yes, something I'll be going back to and throw myself fully back into.
I know Tom Upenda's a player you've spoken very highly of. We've seen him a handful of times this season. What does his future hold?
I think it's down to Tom. I think he's a very, very talented footballer. He's been unfortunate this season. Got some exposure before Christmas. Unfortunately, he's been out for a few months with a back injury, and which, you know, is something that he can't control. But ultimately, he's got all the tools to be an excellent footballer, and ultimately that'll be down to him.
Is he or any of those younger boys potentially up for a few minutes over the last last couple of games?
I think we'll see. We'll see where the squad's at with injuries and availability and what that looks like, and if there's an opportunity, and I think they're up to it. That's the only reason that they're putting.
I know we talked about it after Stockport, and I am sorry to say it again, but with those playoff chances gone, have you given yourself any time to reflect on your time yet since that Stockport defeat?
I don't think so. I don't think I'll probably be able to reflect on myself personally until the 3rd of May, and then I will do that and kind of, you know, recognise the challenges that I've had and the learnings from that, and ultimately try and prove myself.
What do you feel the club needs over the summer to ensure like a season like this doesn't happen again?
Well, I think obviously it's quite clear there's a new head coach and staff and around that, really. And I think, yeah, I think ultimately we'll get to the end of the season and the pitfalls of this year and the challenges and things that haven't gone to plan will be that'll be the focus on how we rectify that for next year and put ourselves in a positive mindset going into next season.
Just lastly, to circle back, is there any fresh concerns for Saturday's game or anyone you can welcome back into the fold injury-wise?
No one to welcome back. Couple of concerns at the minute, but we'll wait and see where we get to for tomorrow.
Can't share them with us yet?
Not just yet.
Fair enough. Thanks, John.
Thank
good
you.
To see you.
Cheers, mate. We'll just come to Stephen Chicken from We Are Terriers next.
Hi, John. Good to see you again. Is there a bit of frustration that despite the result on Monday, you know, it wasn't much improved performance, particularly second half, you know, really go to Stockport again. Is there a feeling that if you'd been able to turn up like that in some of the previous games, you might be sitting here talking about still having a hope of the top six?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think that's, in hindsight, absolutely. I think, yes, but I think that's the case throughout the whole season. Performances where an inconsistency in performances has ultimately resulted in why we missed out.
Are you any sort of closer to putting a finger on? Is it just, I mean, I think we always look for sort of a simple answer for these things, don't we? And, oh, it's because of this or it's because of that. I think in reality, there's lots of little things that go into that kind of inconsistency, aren't there? Are you able to put a finger on what any of those might be?
I think there's a few things. I think there's a few, obviously, that are easy ones to stand out in terms of, you know, injuries, availability of players, availability of certain players. Profiles of some of the players that we've missed significantly, especially in this the back end of the season. And I think some of those things are understanding what the requirements in this league in both boxes are really important to have a presence and to be able to affect both boxes. And ultimately, throughout the course of the season, we've not been able to do that consistently.
It did seem like the approach on Monday was a bit more physical, a bit more rugged. Is that what you want to see from the players over these remaining two games?
I would want that in every team that I put out as a minimum. That's what I expect, and then ultimately the you earn the right to play, and then the football comes out. So that should happen every single game, especially in this league. And so yes, we did see that, but I'd expect that every minute of every game.
You're able to welcome back a couple of players, you know, Brody Spencer and Herbie Kane came back in. Again, it's sort of that profile of player that's been missing. But, you know, those two have been very important players when they have been able to play, haven't they?
Absolutely, and I think ultimately, you know, when they have played in those periods, the team were on a good run or had good performances. And so you're always going to miss, that those types of level of player if they're not available. And that's obviously been the case this season.
That's all for me. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers, Steve. We'll just come to Leon Mobshaw from the Yorkshire Post last.
Hiya, John. You care a lot about this club, and you said a lot. I suppose it's up to the players now. They've got to show. You've done all your talking now. They've got to show their pride, haven't they, in these sort of last two games, and how much it means to them, even though it's obviously been tough of late.
Absolutely, I think it's personal pride, and it's the characters who are going to go out there and perform on the pitch, and ultimately, yes, at this stage, it's absolutely up to them to motivate themselves to show a good account of themselves.
Have some of them, you think, struggle with mentally with the situation? I mean, it's been a really disruptive season with injuries and this, that, and the other. And you know, last season was difficult, and it's almost been about like death, like a thousand cuts to some of the players. They've had a lot to contend with, but you've got to crack on ultimately, haven't you, and find some strength from somewhere.
You have, and I would agree. It has been, it's felt that definitely over the last couple of years, without a doubt. And I think that's why, you know, I think this summer's important, and like we touched on, a reset to, you know, to get us where we all want to be.
Yeah, even if it just a couple of positive results these last two games, it is a crumb of comfort at least, isn't it? And those who it'll be those down at Exeter, they'll be the real sort of loyal diehards who'll be down there and supporting you, and just giving them back a little bit of something, the loyalists.
Absolutely, and we have to do that. We have to do that, staff and players. 100%. We have to go into that game and the final game with everything we've got, and nothing should change from that.
Are you sort of tempted? I mean, obviously you're big on recruitment, you know, sort of the academy, young players, giving one or two maybe bits of experience in the last two games, or being part of the match day squad. Something like that, has that come into your thoughts?
Yeah, possibly, but I'll you know, with young players, yes, want to give them opportunity, yes, but it's got to be earned, it's got to be deserved, and they'll only be in there if I feel that that's the case.
And for yourself, finally, I mean, you go back to your old role, but you'll have learnt a lot. You learn good things, bad things, but it's I suppose every day's a school day when you're in the business, the football business, and you must feel like that. You've learned a lot of lessons, I would have thought, in this spell.
Yeah, learnt a lot about myself, about the club, and yeah, like I said, I think that's until that last whistle goes. I think I think that's when I will take some time and reflect back on this, and both positive and negatives.
Yeah, very best of luck, John. Thanks for talking.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll speak to you soon.